Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So, normally I arrive here in the morning. I find the newsroom packed. B is already there making us dance for TikTok. That's B. Now I'm dancing on TikTok
at my big age.
I don't want to. But anyway, I did it for you.
Thank you, buddy.
We got talking, and I want to speak about some of the ridiculous fears. Because Fridays we take it easy. Mm. Some of the ridiculous fears that it's like that fear that you developed during childhood. But now umhulman, umdala, and you can't shake it off. And I'll tell you about mine. Mm. I'll tell you about mine. I don't eat guavas.
What?
Why?
No. So here's my guava story.
Okay.
Hold up.
I don't eat guavas, I don't drink guava juice. My mother used to tell me, do not go to the guava tree and eat the guavas. Mm. Uh-huh. Have one maximum because it's going to get you constipated.
Yo.
I thought, what does this woman know? Mm-hmm. What does this woman know? Mm. I think I probably had a good 9 guavas. I sat there like a monkey just eating the guavas. Yeah, the guavas guavad, eh? The guavas guavad. Now, I had to sit with this for a good 3 days because I can't tell my mom that I ate the guavas and now I can't go poo-poo.
Yeah.
I had to sit 3 days and I was afraid to eat because I thought that my stomach's going to rupture.
There
was a lot going on for 3 days. So I do not do guavas.
How many guavas?
I do not do guavas. It's like that childhood trauma is still with me. Kat?
Well, with me, it's actually a little more traumatic. I once swallowed a coin, a 50-cent coin.
For me, it's traumatic. And then he burst out laughing.
I think I was 2 years old. I was really, really young. The fact that I remember it. And I don't know what I was doing, but I took it from another child. I was in creche, and I looked up. I had the coin. You know when you hold the coin between your teeth?
Mm,
and
yeah.
I think I was tying my shoelace, so I was doing something with my shoe. And I looked up, and the coin went down my throat. It's very traumatic.
God, the white hand, man.
I wanted to say that.
So since I almost left this planet.
Yeah.
And the teachers, when my mom came to fetch me, they were like almost pale. They were so scared.
Mm.
So I always have this fear around children.
With coins.
With coins.
Yeah.
It really, I will fetch that child and take that coin out of their hand.
So?
Yeah.
B?
So, hi, my name is Bunolo.
Hi, Bunolo.
And I'm afraid of belts.
Okay.
No trapi wa khut. Hey! Proper. To this day, I do not buy jeans that need belts.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you, you will never see me wearing a belt.
So
think about it. You will never. I'll rather wear skinny genie.
My goodness.
Like a genie whoopsie, but I will never wear.
So you're scared of belts?
My friend.
I don't think it worked though. Osale stone.
What I mean, what's yours?
Mine is simple. Me, I'm scared of chickens. I don't do chickens. I don't go to chicken coops.
I understand that.
But here's the thing. I devour chicken. Like, give me wings. Those are my bait. But don't give me chickens. I don't hang around chickens. Even when I go to my grand's, they know that it's somewhere when I'm around.
It's like dogs.
I don't do chickens. Yes, for me, it's khunale khoho when I come through.
I can you imagine the chickens when Warabile comes home? Yo, Warabile,
I don't know. Maybe it is a childhood something that may have happened.
Yeah.
But I don't play those games.
You know, Kat actually brought a near-death experience. And actually, I have one. Mm. So I love cooking.
Yes.
Mm. And my mother, whenever like I'd see her cooking and I'd be like, no, don't do that. Actually, this is how it's done. And my mom would be like, I'm not going to listen to somebody who eats amashongolore. Do you know why? I actually went to the ICU. I ate a shongololo.
Oh my word.
And I think I was probably 2.
And they were poisonous.
No, and I turned blue. I turn blue. So now I'm very, Shongololos creep me out. And my mom always brings out, oh, you're not going to tell me how to cook when you're Shongololos. 063-688-0959. Tell us, what is that ridiculous childhood fear that just refuses to let you go? Sky 959 on the streets and on the air.
It's about where? I don't care. Ultra. If your granny is on the table when the driver is here and she doesn't make space for me, if I say it's a space for na, I'm gonna drop that granny.
Dweba is a snake, ne?
No, it's a rat.
It's a rat. Oh yes, Dweba. A snake kinoha. Yes. Okay, I know. Dweba. Mina, they just disgust me. I'm not scared of them. Also, you know, it's like when people say, why are you scared of snakes? I'm like, being scared of snakes is legitimate. Like, if it bites you, something does happen to you. Dwebas carry rabies. So, it's a legitimate fear, my guy.
Now, my worst fear as a child, when I grew up, my blele, no beasting, yo, ya tools. Each and every house, langkulelokon, they had this picture. Yomfazi uhleli etoilet. Kwaba nesandla esinoboya esidonsayo esidonsa ngasemuva. That picture traumatized me for the rest of my life. Imdala ngingaka angisavali toilet ngenxeni yaloya picture. I feared my life for that picture. Angivali toilet mangingena toilet noma ngangena kupha angivali.
Which picture is this? Can somebody please tag us on X? I wanna know which picture is this. I don't remember this picture.
I don't know it.
My fear is failure. There's nothing that I fear than by saying, because, and that came from my childhood, right? I saw my dad failing at so many things, right? Failing to a point where we lost the house that we lived in. So much, like, even with the businesses that I do, even at work, even with school, niyasabuk failure. And because sometimes I end up not doing certain things because of that failure, or avoiding ubuthi. What if you fail? You know. So yeah, that's my failure. That's my fear.
Yo, Micah, you need to see a therapist about that one. Eh?
It's deep.
It's deep. You definitely need to see someone about that one.
I love chicken. I eat chicken meat, the young inkoko, including the matumbo, the mani. But well, I spend a better life, better part of my life now eating kuku. I think from 3 years, I don't know up to when, but then I eat in kuku because ngabo no baba my taba. Yeah, no, tapo, but in a striker, kuku, but I'm not eating in kuku, just ngabo na ji by taba. So even today, for a chicken, I eat. The one in is a fridge.
Wait. The one is a fridge. What do you think happened to it?
Like,
don't be ridiculous.
Wow.
Keep those voice notes coming at
063-688-0959. So even at his old age, he became like one person old, nally sweet and whatever. But you have to say, I don't know what happened. Not ka make him say so, but he has all a mistake. Guess what? Na Kenya mala 3 days sako panele na, and then ako redula kili chuka chunga ne. Na redula pek roome na vela redula kafu. But bona 3 days Kenya mala kuno bona ano bona kaya tapa kaya misebetsing ntontoni ing total of it. Ma na kito ba kaya shubi? Kapo sa asik tiba kuku off kapo kaya. Hanti no look at the past 3 days kera na kiki fitla dito from misebetsing. Hanti nix na kichile ha to bani yay.
So now my mom, I think I was 3 years old or 4 years old, we were at the funeral in Mamhulaka, and then she told me that, no, man, Lerato, don't eat beetroot. We were eating in one plate. And then she said that discussion beetroot because it won't have a mala. From that day till today, I don't eat beetroot. We hang on. My friends know, my family know, I don't eat beetroot. Yes. And Warabile, Linakitabadikuru, experience MB when I was young, but left, right, and center.
By the way, the fear of birds is a legit thing. It's called ophidiophobia or something like that. But yeah, so I get you.
I mean, I've always been scared of Mantombazana. I remember my
with that voice
then. My alleged girlfriend then, Ayanda Chawani.
How? Name.
She was this cute little thingy. And then I wrote a letter. I think this was in 1995. I was doing a grade 3 years. I wrote a letter. I figured the big 1 rand coin back then. And then when I was supposed to give it to Ayanda, hey, I froze, yo. Hey, I froze. And then I had a friend called Welcome. I think Welcome took the letter. Why is that Ayanda? Maganigas Ayanda. Ayanda read the letter, accepted the 1 rand. When Ayanda approached me, I cried. I froze to this very day.
But the voice.
I am scared
of dogs. Have you ever been chased by a dog when you were walking from school and you had that bag, the CDZ Baby, the one with the compartment? That dog chased me so much to this day when I...
No, but that's a legitimate fear. We've got Uslu. One of our colleagues.
Hello.
Slu, what's your fear?
Two that I can think of.
Yeah.
Mm. Cutting my nails at night and washing my hair. I can't wash my hair at night. I just can't.
Why? Where's the fear from?
So washing my hair, I was told that I'd be making it easy for Abatagati to find me. Because my hair would be wet. So to this day, even when I'm traveling, magnet shower, I'd rather just use a bathtub.
And then the nails, it's the same thing.
Same thing.
Mm. Let me tell you, okay, now to alleviate your fear. So the reason why they put fear like that, it was because back in the days, Gwaksetjen Swama Kandlela in the house.
Mm.
So if you do cut your nails, you are not going to find all of them. Mm. And that's why they say, don't cut your nails at night. Do not wash your hair. Do not sweep at night because it's a ropa.
Mm.
So they had to put a fear around it.
Right.
Yeah.
Send us a voice note on
0636 Makula Tua, Kachumbuzi, Yokuluman Abapas, and Nova was the one. My money pegged me shreni. I got to Pegumun to answer the corner in Tisla, Jemiama, a cleanly Engal and Yemuva, Guameshoio. I think it has a human soul in Boos. I'm hanging Lambic.
My fear, I actually don't know where this fear comes from. It could be something related to my childhood. I just don't remember. I just know what's in me. At my big age, sabi balloon, like especially an inflated balloon. Like I am scared of a balloon. Ang funo bona balloon e futa pamgam unga e futi e balloon pamgam to the extent that one of my son's friends was in a balloon yesterday, and this boy left this balloon at my house. Like I'm actually thinking, we need to reevaluate this friendship because why are you being so inconsiderate? Like really now.
Birthdays must be rough for you.
Where my plan? Meaning that you saw a kulu mundo hambemba wa mi mangba lang ang ngashawa missing mba mamina. You phone to start at 5. You pass the test mates. Wang shailu go to nutritious balance right. Ngibhales wrong ngavele ngasuma ngathatha into zami ngayiphuma ngahamba ngaye ekhaya ngayeka kwaleyo exam. Number 2 iphela maplay, hey iphela ngilisaba kahle kunengoma ngazi noma into mzoma yini ethi ufana nephela endlebeni yazi ngibele ngilicabange nje nathi sendlebeni iphela ngilisaba kahle.
Shame.
He's scared of a cockroach.
Like. And it's so disgusting. I hate them.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.